Everyone, welcome back. You know how much we love diving into the stuff that's shaping the future, right? And there's no future without kids. And honestly, is there any future without tech at this point?
Probably not. It's everywhere.
Exactly. So today, we're talking Bitsy Builders. They're all about getting young people not just using tech, but creating it.
It's really interesting, right? I mean, we hand kids tablets practically before they can walk.
Oh, tell me about it.
But Bitsy Builders, they want to take that natural interest and turn it into something bigger.
Yeah, they're not just teaching kids how to code. They're trying to build the next generation of tech innovators. It's a pretty bold vision, and we're going to unpack all of it today.
Absolutely. From their teaching methods to what makes them unique, we'll cover it all.
So to kick things off, what exactly is Bitsy Builders? Like, how do they define themselves?
They're really trying to be more than your average coding club, that's for sure. They see themselves as a launch pad for these future tech stars we keep talking about.
I like that, a launch pad. It implies that it's not just about learning a specific skill set, it's about something bigger, about giving these kids the tools to go out and like actually change the world. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And a big part of that is their focus on inclusivity. They want kids from all backgrounds to feel welcome and empowered to contribute to the tech world, which, let's be real, that hasn't always been the case, has it?
Not at all. Tech, especially the coding side of it, it's often felt like a bit of a boys' club, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. But Bitsy Builders, they're really trying to break down those barriers. They want to make sure that everyone has a seat at the table, so to speak.
That's awesome. I love that. So how do they actually go about doing that? What's their approach to teaching? What's the secret sauce, so to speak?
Well, one of the big things they emphasize is sparking creativity. It's not just about memorizing code. It's about teaching kids how to think like coders, how to use those skills to solve problems and bring their ideas to life.
So it's more about the problem-solving mindset than just the technical skills themselves.
Exactly. They use hands-on projects, like building robots, to teach kids how to apply those coding skills to real-world problems, which I think is so much more engaging than just staring at a screen all day, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. I learn best by doing, and I think most kids do too. It's one thing to read about code in a book. It's another thing entirely to like build a robot that actually moves and does stuff.
Right. And that sense of accomplishment, of seeing your code come to life, that's what really gets kids hooked, I think.
For sure. And they work with a pretty wide age range too, don't they?
Yeah, they actually work with kids all the way from 7 to 18.
Wow, that's a huge span. What kind of stuff are they doing with like the younger kids versus the teenagers?
Well, for the younger ones, it's a lot of introductory coding games and activities. They're just starting to learn the very basics of computational thinking, like breaking down problems into smaller steps, that kind of thing.
Got it.
As they get older, they start diving into more complex languages like Python, maybe even dabbling in web development with JavaScript. They have these robotics competitions for the teens, which is super cool.
Robotics competitions. Okay, now that sounds intense.
It is, but in a good way. It really pushes them to use those problem-solving skills in a competitive but supportive environment.
I bet. It's like, it's one thing to build a robot in your basement. It's another thing entirely to like put it up against someone else's creation and see what happens.
Exactly. And that kind of experience, it teaches them so much more than just how to code. They learn about teamwork, resilience, thinking on their feet. It's really impressive to see.
It sounds like it. So we've talked about their mission. We've talked about their approach. What would you say is the most interesting or unique thing about Bitsy Builders compared to other like STEM education programs out there?
Honestly, it's their ambition. They don't just want to teach kids how to code. They're trying to empower them to shape the future with technology.
That's a pretty lofty goal.
It is. But that's what I find so compelling about it. They're not shying away from the big picture, from the potential impact these kids could have.
It definitely makes you think, like, what will the tech landscape look like in 10, 20 years? This next generation, they're digital natives in a way that we never were. With programs like Bitsy Builders giving them these tools and this mindset, who knows what they'll create?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
And that's exactly what Bitsy Builders wants these kids to answer. They're all about giving them the confidence and the skills to go out there and, you know, build the future they want to see.
So to wrap things up, for all the parents and educators listening out there, what's the takeaway here? Why should they care about programs like Bitsy Builders?
Because technology is the future, whether we like it or not.
Yeah.
And our kids, They're the ones who are going to be shaping that future, giving them the tools to do that, to not just consume technology, but to create it, to understand it, to make it better. That's what Bitsy Builders is all about.
It's about giving them a voice in shaping the world they're going to inherit.
I love it. Well, there you have it. Bitsy Builders, are they shaping tomorrow's tech stars? Maybe, maybe not, but they're definitely doing something right, and it's definitely something worth paying attention to.
Could agree more.
Now, for all you listeners out there, here's something to chew on. Imagine a world where every kid had the skills and the confidence to not just use technology, but to actually create it. What would that world look like? How would it be different? That's something worth thinking about. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Bitsy Builders. Until next time.
See you then.